Welcome back. Many thanks for being with us. The new Iranian calendar year 1400 is just minutes away, and we accompany you as the new year turns.
To be exact, we're just 7 minutes away now from the clock chiming in the Iranian New Year, just 7 minutes away. As we're celebrating Nowruz in Iran, some of our listeners in Kyrgyzstan, Iraq, Republic of Azerbaijan, Tajikistan, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Georgia, India, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, and Turkey are also celebrating Nowruz.
That's great. And for your information, dear listeners, for the first time, Nowruz was registered on September 30, 2009 by UNESCO. Nowruz has been celebrated for thousands of years by various Asian nations as the greatest and most popular feast.
Well, the geography of Nowruz is also very vast, and it includes many countries. First and foremost is the Islamic Republic of Iran. Nowruz is quintessentially Iranian. It is celebrated in Iran, but not just in Iran, in many other countries. It is celebrated in Afghanistan, Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, Republic of Azerbaijan, Turkey, Syria, Iraq, and parts of Pakistan and India.
Nowruz feast extends from Western China to Turkey, from Indian subcontinent to Afghanistan, and also across Central Asia. All these regions circle Iran as the cradle of Islamic Iranian civilization.
Let's listen to some music now. We'll be back in a tick. Nowruz is the feast of regeneration and thriving. In an area of almost 10 million square kilometers, over 300 million people mark this great event, the Nowruz. Most of these people mark their calendar on the basis of Nowruz.
Nowruz has, in spite of different historical ups and downs, survived, as it is in conformity with changes in the nature and human inborn moralities.
Nowruz calls on us to give up hostility, spite, and ill-wishing, and to promote cleanliness, purity of soul, and moral beauties. These values have played a significant role in strengthening of peace, love, and friendship among nations.
Welcome back. This is the live coverage of Nowruz. Dear listeners, just after the announcement of the arrival of new Iranian calendar year, we are going to broadcast the speech of the leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, as well as the speech of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani.
Well, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has designated every new year with a motto, a slogan. For example, this year, 1399 on the Iranian calendar, has been named the year in bleep in production.
Such an insightful approach is meant to strengthen the pillars of national economy, act as an impetus for the economy, and turn Iran into an economic power not just in the region but globally.
In advent of the second phase of the Islamic Revolution, the leader named the current Iranian year, 1399, as the year of leap in production and manufacture, to give an impetus to the issue of production and manufacturing and further accelerate it to achieve the economic objectives already envisaged in the past year.
These names are not just symbolic, but they give Iranians a new perspective for development and progress. We at IRIB English Radio aired a series of programs regarding the leader's designation of the year 1399 as the year of leap in production, which was titled Leap in Production, Second Phase of the Islamic Revolution. So as the new year is ushered in, we're looking forward to hearing the leader's new motto for the year 1400.
Okay, we're just seconds away from the new year being chimed in by the clock, and we're just seconds away now from the new Iranian year, 1400. Time to listen to some music.
Well, dear listeners, we are just moments away from the new Iranian calendar year. With greetings to Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, and salutations to the spirit of the late founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini.
Let's listen to the recitation of the New Year supplication, and the clock will then chime in the new Iranian year. Nowruz.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا مقلب القلوب والأبصار
O rotator of hearts and eyes
يا مدبر الليل والنهار
O regulator of the day and night
يا محول الحول والأحوال
O transformer of the state and conditions
حول حالنا إلى أحسن الحال
Turn our state into the best of states
Okay, happy Nowruz, happy New Year.
Happy Nowruz, congratulations to you all.
Happy New Year to all of our listeners throughout the world. All those who celebrate Nowruz, wherever you are in the world, congratulations, happy New Year, happy Nowruz.
We wish you a year filled with prosperity, good health, and happiness for all.
That's it, that's very important. A year full of prosperity and good health, certainly, that's our best wish for all of our listeners.
Congratulations to you all. So, on this occasion, I'm going to read a poem from Maulana, the acclaimed Iranian poet. Maulana says, Sprinkle water on the way as the beloved is coming. Give tidings to the garden. The spring scent is coming. Open the way for the friend. To that full moon, as his luminous face is radiating generously. The garden is thriving. The apple of our eyes is coming. Grief is departing. The moon is coming. The garden is greeting. The cypress is standing up. The meadow is going on foot. The blossom is coming on mount. A great development has taken place. As we heard the sound of steps of a traveler who has known to us the spring.
That's right, Maulana, the great Iranian maestro, the master poet. That's a wonderful poem from Maulana about the spring and the arrival of spring.
Onsori and Rudaki, Iranian poets, have also described the beauties of a spring. Thus, their poetry sounds like a colorful painting. Let me read another poem. Spring arrived and brought freshness, and the earth is ornate with the splendor of a spring.
Right, and that's it. Let's now, let's now listen to a speech by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. That will be followed by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. Let's listen in.
In the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and greetings be upon our Master Muhammad and upon his pure household. O conqueror of hearts and sights, O planner of night and day, O transformer of power and conditions, transform our condition to the best of conditions. I wish to congratulate all our dear compatriots, in particular the esteemed families of martyrs and of disabled war veterans, the disabled war veterans themselves, and all veterans on the arrival of Nowruz and the New Year. I also wish to congratulate all the nations who celebrate Nowruz and the arrival of this Eid. This year, our Eid coincides with the auspicious occasions of the month of Sha'ban. I hope that this coincidence will have many worldly and otherworldly blessings for our new year. The year 1400 is blessed with 2/15 of Sha'ban celebrations, as our people will be celebrating the birthday anniversary of the Imam of the Age. May our souls be sacrificed for his sake twice in this year. The year 1399 ended with various incidents, some of which were unprecedented. One of those incidents which was really unprecedented and unfamiliar to our nation was the phenomenon of the coronavirus, which affected the lives of all people. It had an impact on different businesses, the educational environment and religious gatherings, as well as on trips, sports, events, and various other matters in the country. It delivered a hard blow to employment in our country. Of course, the most bitter event was the demise of tens of thousands of our dear people, and this means that tens of thousands of families had to mourn the loss of their dear ones. I wish to benefit from this opportunity to express my condolences and my sympathy to all those dear families. I hope that God will give them patience and bestow his mercy and forgiveness on the deceased. The year 1399 was the year in which the Iranian nation demonstrated its capabilities, including in confronting the big test, that is to say, the coronavirus. To be fair, our dear people, ranging from the medical personnel of the country, researchers and scientists, to the masses of the people and jihadi groups, displayed great capabilities in handling that bitter incident, despite the enemy's maximum pressure, despite the enemy's sanctions, and although the path of foreign resources was blocked, our nation, our scientists, our physicians, our nurses, our medics, our laboratory experts, and our radiologists, the people in charge of the people's health, really managed to engender a great experience and to display a great feat.
توانایی خودش رو نشان داد در مقابله با فشار حد اکثری دشمن.
The Iranian nation also displayed its capability in confronting the enemy's maximum pressure.
دشمنان ما در رأس آنها آمریکا در صدد بودند که ملت.
Our enemies headed by the US were after bringing the Iranian nation to its knees with their maximum pressures. Today they and their European associates explicitly say that the maximum pressure policy has failed. We knew that it would fail and were therefore determined to defeat the enemy in that area. We knew that the Iranian nation would stand firm. Today they are acknowledging that their maximum pressure policy has failed. Well, the slogan of the year 1399 was a surge in production. If I were to make a general assessment on the basis of many popular and governmental reports, we receive reports from various organizations and places. I would say that this slogan was realized to an acceptable degree. In other words, the surge in production materialized in some areas and affairs of the country. Of course, it did not materialize to the desired degree. In other words, even in those areas where it materialized, mostly in infrastructural and construction areas, the results were not tangible in the general economy of the country and in the people's economic situation. In other words, the movement was not felt. That was while we had expected that the surge in production would in some ways solve some of the people's problems. Of course, the slogan of bringing about a surge in production is a completely revolutionary and important slogan. If the slogan is truly achieved in the country, and hopefully it will exert a deep economic impact on the country, on the value of national currency and other fundamental economic matters. And it will also lead to national self-confidence, public satisfaction, and national security. If the surge in production is attained, I hope that it will happen, God willing. It will have these important results and advantages. Well, why did it not completely materialize in the year 1399? Because on the one hand there were certain obstacles, and on the other hand production was not supported in all areas. Production needs certain instances of essential legal and governmental support, as well as the elimination of the obstacles on the path of production. For example, when a dysfunctional production center which works with 30-40% of its capacity, or which is completely non-functional, begins to work again and to engage in production thanks to the determination of a number of youth and the encouragement of others, if the same products are imported into the country either by criminal smuggling hands or through legal ways and due to legal shortcomings, then production will naturally not be boosted like this. This is a barrier in the way of production. This means that what has already been achieved will fail later on. Another obstacle is lack of incentives, such as the lack of investment incentives. Investment in production requires certain incentives. In other words, those who can invest should be encouraged to do so. The business environment in the country should have the power to encourage them to invest, and the cost of production should not increase for them. However, these things have not been done. This means that the necessary measures have not been adopted. There have not been noteworthy incentives, nor has a solution been found for production costs. In one year, it was not the year 1319. It was not the year 1399. It was perhaps before the year 1398. The producers' expenses exceeded those of consumers. Well, these are things that prevent the progress of production. So we started this revolutionary movement in the year 1399. The Iranian nation has welcomed the surge in production to a certain extent. This should continue. The year 1400, which is beginning now, is in fact the entrance into a new century. A new century is actually beginning. Therefore, we should adopt a long-term outlook towards the issues of the country. We should evaluate them with a long-term approach. The year 1400 is an important and sensitive year because of the elections that will be held in the beginning of the year in the month of Khordad. 1400, we have important elections which can exert an important influence in the conditions, affairs, and future of the country, because there will be new managers which most probably will be energetic and which will have strong motivation. They will undertake the executive management of the country. Therefore, the upcoming elections will make this year very important and sensitive. In my New Year's speech, I will raise more points about the elections. Today, this much is enough. Another reason why this year is important is because production was boosted in the year 1399, and the surge in production has created a movement. So in the year 1400, there is good ground for blossoming the surge in production. We should make the most of this opportunity. This movement should be pursued seriously. Most importantly, legal and governmental support of all kinds should be directed to the surge in production, whether this administration, as long as it continues to hold office, or the future administration from the beginning of its formation, should focus all its energy on eliminating the obstacles and providing the necessary support so that the surge in production will be completely realized this year in the true sense of the word, God willing. Therefore, I have chosen this slogan for this year: production, support, and the elimination of obstacles. This is the slogan: production, support, and the elimination of obstacles. We should give a pivotal role to production, offer the necessary support, and eliminate the obstacles. I hope that by Allah's favor, this slogan will be realized. In my New Year's speech, I will raise more points about this issue as well as about the elections. I hope that the immaculate soul of our magnanimous Imam and the pure souls of our great martyrs will be satisfied and pleased with us, that this year will prove to be an auspicious one for the Iranian nation, that the Imam of the age, may our souls be sacrificed for his sake, will pray for the Iranian nation, the officials of the country, and the masses of the people, that he will bestow his blessings on the Iranian nation, and that he will continue to pay attention to the Iranian nation as he has done so in the past. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
Dear listeners, what you heard was the Nowruz message of leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, named the new year 1400 as Year of Production, Support, and the Elimination of Obstacles.
That's right. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said investment in manufacturing and production should be encouraged. More investment should be made in manufacturing and production. He designated this new year as the Year of Production, Supporting Production and Manufacturing, and Eliminating Obstacles to Manufacturing and Production. Year of Production, Support, and Elimination of Obstacles. Again, the leader talked about the fact that it has been a tough year, he said, for the Iranian community, for all Iranians, particularly for Iranian medical scientists and healthcare workers. It has been a testing year for them. They've been at the front lines of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. The leader said, despite the maximum pressure policy of the enemy, Iran displayed its capabilities in resisting and combating maximum pressure policy, which was a failure.
Yes, the leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said, Europeans explicitly say maximum pressure policy failed. And also, the leader said Iranian people displayed great capabilities in handling bitter incident despite enemy's pressures.
That's right. Again, the leader put a lot of emphasis on manufacturing and production this year, as in last year. A lot of emphasis on manufacturing and production, saying the key to solving Iran's economic problems lies in manufacturing and production. Hence the designation, the Year of Production, Support, and Elimination of Obstacles. The leader emphasized that all obstacles to manufacturing and production should be removed, and manufacturing and production should be maximized.
Once again, I say that the leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, named the new year 1400 as the Year of Production, Support, and the Elimination of Obstacles. The leader of Islamic Revolution said in year 1400, there is good ground for blossoming surge in production.
Okay, we're now waiting for a speech by Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. That should begin any second now.
But before that, let's listen to the speech by President Hassan Rouhani on Nowruz.
O rotator of hearts and eyes, O regulator of the day and night, O transformer of the state and conditions, turn our state into the best of states. The start of I wish to congratulate the great nation of Iran, the old and the youths, men and women, particularly nurses, physicians, and the medical staff, and the farmers, laborers, the combatants, and the border guards, and all lovers of Iran across the world. On the occasion of the start of the new Iranian year, 1400. This year's Nowruz takes place coincides with two occasions, the birth anniversary of Imam Hussein, peace upon him, and the birth anniversary of Imam of the time. We take this as a good omen. I express my greetings to the Imam of Hope and Justice, and I congratulate the leader, the religious sources of emulation, and all the religious scholars. This is the end of winter. It's the start of a spring and the start of freshness and greenery of nature. And this takes place with determination of a difficult era of the history of the Iranian nation. 3 years of an imposed, of atrocious and brutal imposed economic war on the Iranian nation, a war that no nation has experienced in contemporary history. Through the steadfastness and resistance of this nation, such a war will come to its end. Alongside the hardships caused by the economic war last year, the Iranian nation, like other nations, faced a dangerous virus that doubled the difficulties and hardships caused by the economic war and sanctions. The Iranian nation entered its fight against the coronavirus at a time when it was deprived of foreign aid for combating the pandemic, and even the Iranian nation was not allowed to have access to its own wealth in foreign banks. The downfall of the prices of oil and the oil sanctions created a condition that the 1399, from the view of oil revenues, became the worst year in the past 60 years. During the 42 years since the victory of the revolution, I've not seen a year so difficult as the year 1399 from the view of economic constraints. In the meantime, this difficult chapter and the pandemic, the emergence of the pandemic and the fight in various fronts, due to the epic of patience, prudence, and resistance by the Iranian nation, turned into a brilliant chapter filled with pride in the history of Iran. One can realize the grandeur and glory of this epic when we come to know that our ill-wishing enemy, what sort of objective was pursued by the ill-wishers and the enemy, and what schemes they had designed for our dear Iran. They shamelessly spoke of maximum pressure, and they used their utmost efforts in order to make the Iranian economy collapse. Of course, this pressure was felt in people's livelihood with great pain and suffering, but it did not harm our nation. They dealt a blow, but the enemies definitely did not attain their goal. Eventually, they left, and Iran is still here, and the Iranian economy further blossomed, and the Iranian nation still exists and has put on display forever the epic of resistance. In the year when the global economy experienced minus 3.4 economic growth, and many powerful economies of the world experienced even negative economic growth reaching minus 5 and minus 10. Despite the coronavirus and the imposed economic war, we had a positive 2.2 economic growth, and this has been recorded in our brilliant performance. And our nation, on every Thursday, witness inauguration projects indicating manifestations of a surge in production based on hope and prudence. This has been the outcome of constructive interaction with the world, and also benefiting from the old revenues in the country's National Development Fund had made it possible for making such carrying out such infrastructural projects. Despite the livelihood constraints, one could see assistance given by Iranians to the needy and the poor, and this put on display the feeling of sympathy and solidarity by this nation. During the pandemic, the feeling of the maturity, social maturity and feeling of responsibility by the Iranian nation in observing the health protocols and changing the lifestyle is considered as a manifestation of the civility of Iranians. In the field of the health sector, the medical staff and the health sector brought about major epics, and they engaged in acts of self-sacrifice and dedicated many martyrs in production of medical equipment and pharmaceutical products. The scientists and experts and engineers and science-based companies had a brilliant performance, and they have become a source of pride for the Iranian nation. We thank God Almighty for helping us in order to terminate this winter of hardships alongside the winter season, and this is the new year heralds the start of further progress by the Iranian nation. With the grace of God and by thanking God for such a patience, grounds are paved for a time of prosperity and blossoming for this nation. Today, the ill-wishers on the other side of the world have been toppled with disgrace, but the Iranian nation is standing tall and is welcoming the spring season. The enemies of the nation have admitted that through the language of bullying and threatening, and with a bullying tone, they cannot just interact with the Iranian nation. So after three years of failure, they have no option but to return to the path of constructive interaction with the Iranian nation. Today, the Iranian nation is welcoming the spring season and the spring of life, that the valuable assets will act as a provision during the era of blossoming and progress. During the past 8 years in the field of foreign policy, a valuable political asset has been created, and the outcome has been continued victories at the UN and the UN Security Council and the Hague Tribunal. Today, there are strategic and profound relationships with the world, and our enemies, based on their, have become isolated with regard to the standpoints they have towards us, they have adopted towards us. During the past 8 years, even though we have been facing constraints with respect to financial revenues, but we have made major breakthroughs in the development of infrastructures in the field of generation of natural gas and transfer of natural gas, petrochemical and oil sectors, in the water and electricity industries, telecommunications and the internet, health, science-based companies, and historical breakthroughs, so that the development of the country would be attained during this era of blossoming. During the past 8 years, industries and agriculture and our services have become more mature and are prepared to make powerful progress and compete in global markets. During the past 8 years, Iran needs no import of petrol and is even exporting petrol. And with regard to wheat, sugar, and rice, has become self-sufficient. And on this basis, the country is on the threshold of entering an era of prosperity and economic stability. And since 1399, water, electricity, and natural gas have become free of charge for low-consuming families that are normally low-income families. From 1393 to 96, for a period of 4 years, we had this experience, an era that after a deep stagnation, we witnessed the return of economic growth and prosperity. And even in 1395 Iranian calendar, Iran had the highest economic growth rate in the world. At that time, inflation rate stood at 11.5%, and in most cases, it was a single-digit inflation. And we had the highest record related to a rise in job creation, the creation of job opportunities, and such economic records had not been experienced in the past 14 decades. So this showed to us that the Iranian nation is able to have, in the first decade of 15th century, the Iranian nation is able to attain economic stability and have sustainable single-digit inflation and also experience sustainable economic growth. Undoubtedly, this goal can be attained by our nation. But in order to attain this goal, one is in need of precise and hopeful and realistic delineation of the future prospects of the country. We are saying this based on our capabilities, that we can. Our achievements have been put before the eyes of those who do not fear seeing the realities, and those who do not move towards darkness from the fear of brightness. But in order to realize this goal, we should have national understanding and believing in our common fate and destiny. In order to achieve this goal, we need the participation of all Iranians in a process of development to attract investment, to have a science-based economy, and also strengthening the science-based companies. These must play the pivotal role in our economic development. And in fact, the private sector must be given the needed space, and in fact, the needed space must be provided for private sector enterprises. In this way, investment will be developed. There's going to be sustainable job creation, and this will improve public health. This will improve public welfare. These are not something impossible. The experience we had from 1393 to 96 can be the best testimony to the possibility to realize these goals. The 4 years proved that it is possible through interaction and prudence, correct the inaccurate path and make the impossible possible. In order to attain this goal, one is in need of constructive interaction with the world. Iran can enter global and regional treaties. Commercial treaties can turn into a hub for foreign investors. Iran can be the most attractive place for acquiring the knowledge and attracting Iranians' assets and investments. Iran can have all-out and sustainable trade with the world, and eventually the needed prerequisite for attaining these objectives is active and responsible participation by all Iranians in the path of determining their fate. Since the start of the Islamic movement in 1341, it's been close to 6 years as the child of this nation. I have held various responsibilities, and I have gone many ups and downs in the history of this nation. I believe that the path of progress and correction of affairs in this country only passes through the path of elections and participation. Popular rule is a national asset and must be kept away from frustration. It must be separated from frustration, and it should pursue a strategic approach towards the future. These are the people that can contribute to the progress and blossoming of this nation. They can choose progress or choose a halt to progress. Only the Iranian nation can determine the fate, and this is a divine will, that any change in the situation of a society is linked to the change in their spirit. Glorious elections with maximum participation is the prerequisite for the realization of the wishes of the Iranian nation in the first decade of the 15th century. And now, the victorious Nowruz has arrived. Nowruz, that in the glorious culture of Iranians, is a manifestation of freshness and blossoming, and also a manifestation of spring moderation. The Iranian nation has always praised moderation and has welcomed blossoming. In the social and political system, whenever there has been governance alongside wisdom and moderation, they have made progress. And whenever they have been exposed to bullying and plundering by extremists, they have failed to make progress. Next year is the year of people's massive access to vaccination and containment of coronavirus, and benefiting from the outcome of 3 years of resistance and then termination of sanctions. We managed to defeat the sanctions once, and definitely we will be able to defeat the sanctions again altogether. And in the start of the year 1400, I'm more hopeful compared to the past 8 years, because 8 years ago we did not have this experience of 4 years of economic blossoming and global interaction, and we did not have the experience of 3 years of resistance in an economic war. I'm very hopeful that through people's participation in determining their fate, the year 1400, which marks the end of the 14th century, hopefully it will mark an end to hardships and will mark the beginning of prosperity and open the way for the new century, that is, the renewal of the dignity of the Iranian nation, and pave the way for the progress that the Iranian people deserve, and the world would prepare itself for the reappearance of the Savior of mankind.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani there, welcoming Iranians the year 1400.
Dear listeners, what you heard was President Hassan Rouhani's message on the occasion of Nowruz.
And that's right, and President Rouhani praised Iranian scientists, particularly the medical community and healthcare workers who are on the front line of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. President Rouhani acknowledged that during the past 42 years, the year which has just passed, from March 2020 to March 2021, the year which has just passed, 1399, on the Iranian calendar, has been a most difficult year, he said, economically. And he said, in the past 42 years, he hasn't known a year quite as difficult as this one. But he said, the enemy dealt a blow to the economy, but the Iranian people bravely resisted and did not bow to U.S. pressure.
Yes.
President Rouhani said, despite coronavirus, we actually registered economic growth here in Iran. Also, Iran's oil revenues, although reduced, they're still quite substantial. He said, we thank God Almighty for the end of this, what he called a difficult winter. He thanked God for the end of this difficult winter and the arrival of the new year and the beginning of spring. He said that we hope that in the new year, conditions would improve for the people. He said, the U.S. administration, the Trump administration, has been a disgrace and a disrepute upon the United States. President Rouhani said, America has no option but to interact and engage with the Islamic Republic of Iran. There is no other option for the Americans. They have to interact, they have to engage with the Islamic Republic of Iran. He also said that Iran had memorable victories, diplomatic victories at the United Nations and at the international tribunals at The Hague, with various judgments at the ICC, the International Criminal Court, going in Iran's favor. President Rouhani referred to Iran's memorable diplomatic victories at the United Nations, with the Trump administration, the former Trump administration, being isolated at the UN. And he referred to Iran's memorable victories at The Hague.
Once again, here I mentioned that the leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, named the year 1400 as the year of production, support, and elimination of obstacles. The leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, first of all, in his congratulatory message on Nowruz, congratulated all nations who celebrate Nowruz and the arrival of Eid. Also, the leader said the Iranian nation demonstrated its capabilities in the year 1399. The leader said Iranian people displayed great capabilities in handling bitter incidents despite enemies' pressures. Also, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said Europeans explicitly say maximum pressure policy failed. The leader of Islamic Revolution also said if surge in production is attained, it will have important results and advantages. The leader said the year 1400 is in fact the entrance into a new century. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the year 1400 is important and sensitive year because of upcoming elections.
That's right. The leader said it was very important for manufacturing and production to remove all obstacles to manufacturing and production. And he said we should do everything we can to encourage manufacturing and production because that's the key to solving Iran's economic problems.
Yes, the leader said in year 1400, there is good ground for blossoming surge in production. The leader of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, named the new year 1400 as year of production, support, and elimination of obstacles. Dear listeners, after a short break, we will be back with other programs.
Stay.
Welcome back. This is the live coverage of Nowruz. Nowruz, Iran's New Year celebrations, is a major festivity and an important part of the rich, flourishing culture of the Iranian people.
Once again, Nowruz declares the end of winter and heralds the arrival of spring to the inhabitants of this ancient land, the land of Iran.
Nowruz represents renewal. Renewal of close ties between man and nature.
Nowruz is celebrated at the spring equinox, the start of the spring season. Countries where Nowruz is celebrated at the same time as the Islamic Republic of Iran include Tajikistan, Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, Iraq, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, the Republic of Azerbaijan, Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Pakistan.
Okay, a very old and well-established tradition in Iran for ushering in the new year. Guess what?
That's right.
It's laying the spread of
haftin,
yes, on the floor, or alternatively to lay the table of haftin in one's home.
It's very important, the haftin table.
With only days or just hours to go until the start of a new year, Iranians lay a special table or a special spread known as haftin table or haftin spread. As the clock ticks away and the new year approaches, all family members gather around the haftin spread or table and pray for a new year full of happiness, prosperity, good health, and blessings.
That's right, and some families keep the haftin table throughout the 13 days of Nowruz festivity. And on the last day of Nowruz, the 13th day of the Iranian month of Farvardin, the 13th day of Nowruz, the last day, they throw away the green grass into a running stream of water. This highly symbolic act represents the flow of life or the passage of life.
So let's listen to a short piece of music, and then we will be back with what haftin spread or table is made up of. What is haftin spread or table is made up of? Senced or oleaster?
That's right. Senced or oleaster symbolizes life and living.
A piece of green vegetation. That is, we in Farsi language say sabze.
That's right. That symbolizes the link between man and nature. Also, greenery is a symbol of freshness, joy, and the green shoots of life.
Samanu, which is a type of sweet made from young shoots of wheat plus flour.
Samanu symbolizes goodness and blessings.
Coins.
Well, coins, obviously, they symbolize prosperity and wealth.
apples.
Apples symbolize kindness, love, and affection.
Sumac.
Sumac is, many of my listeners may not know what sumac is. We actually spread that on some Iranian